Yeah, well, I think enabling more Indigenous-led climate solutions really takes just that, which is allowing Indigenous people to lead and be more present at decision-making tables and seen as rights holders rather than just as consultations and approvals. In a lot of legislation and policy coming out right now, we see that Indigenous peoples are being referenced as being positioned as leaders in the fight against climate change. But in order to actually see that come to pass, we need more Indigenous people at climate decision-making tables, in positions of power, in organizations, and in governments, and treated as equal when we're looking for experts on these things. The more important thing is for individuals to get educated and to also create space. It's really everyone's job to further reconciliation, and it's everyone's job to consciously consider biases that may be interfering with our ability to meet people where they're at. So, as well, creating space for mentorship and capacity for Indigenous youth can also have a really big impact. I know it's really helped me in my journey, and I'm always really thankful for those that have created space for me and also aware of, my place in this and creating space for those who come after me as well.